From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. As you know, our program has been working on a new project to answer your questions about voting in the upcoming midterm elections. It's part of America Amplified, an initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to support community engagement journalism in public media. So to help us answer this week's questions, our senior producer, Samantha Wright, sat down with Boise State Public Radio news reporter James Dawson. Let's take a listen.
This week, we received a few questions about same-day registration and how it works. And since it's election day, we thought this would be very, very appropriate. Okay, Jimmy Dawson, today is the last day to vote. If you haven't already registered, are you still able to vote?
Well, good news for you. In Idaho, there is same-day voter registration. So yes, as long as you meet some certain requirements, you are eligible to cast a vote and register to vote in the same day here.
Well, let's dig into it. How does it work for folks who maybe were thinking they could and now they know they can? How does it work? What do you have to do?
Yeah, so you basically have to figure out your precinct, which involves going online or calling your county clerk's office and giving them your address, and then they'll tell you where your nearest polling location is. So you figure that out first. You go there, and then you say, "Hey, I need to register. Here's my state issued ID card, whether that's a driver's license or just a regular ID card, or a student ID if you're a student." Show that, and then also bring, just in case, a few different forms of identification that prove your residency. So something like a utility bill, a lease agreement, a mortgage, contract. If you want to bring all like 60, 70 pages of that with you, sure. Something like that, just to make sure that everyone who's registering you to vote knows that, yes, you do indeed live at this place and have for the appropriate amount of time.
And so basically they want something that has your name and your address on it so that, you know, they're connected.
Yes, although I will say that a cell phone bill, do not bring a cell phone bill. That will not count.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So say a power bill would work or...
Yep.
Okay. Okay, something like that. And same day registration also lets you do a few more kinds of things. What else can you do?
It does. So, I mean, I'm sure we're going to talk about it here, but we just went through redistricting, which means that at least in Ada County, a lot of places where maybe you used to vote is no longer the place that you vote. So you might have to go to a different church or school or government office, depending on where you live to vote. So if that's the case, then you can update, your address. For instance, like let's say you moved within the past couple years or whatever, then you can do that as well. And if you want to, if you're unaffiliated, you can also affiliate with a party if you choose to.
Interesting. Interesting. We're talking with Boise State Public Radio News reporter James Dawson about same-day voter registration. So do all counties in Idaho let you register same day?
They sure do. Yeah, it's a state law. Again, that's not necessarily unique to Idaho, but not all states allow you to do it, which was a surprise to me when I moved to Delaware in 2012, and I was not able to actually vote in that election, and it was the only one that I have not voted in my adult life, and I'm still bitter about it.
Well, I think it's great that Idaho does allow it, and I think the more people who know about it, the better, so they have the chance. So if you registered at the last election, do you have to register again? Is there like a time lapse do we have to worry about?
Let's say that you registered to vote in the 2020 election, you should not need to register again. The only exception would be, let's say that you moved during that time period, then you would have to go to, your new polling place and get that all updated, but you don't need to register again. However, if I believe the timeline is, if you haven't voted at all within the past 4 years, maybe it's 6 years, I can't remember off the top of my head, but if you haven't voted at all, like nothing with maybe your school district or, one of these elections that comes up, during random times of the year, If you have not voted in it, like at all during that time period, then you will need to re-register to vote just because they, you know, purge the voter list of people who have not voted, or like, you know, those who have moved out of state or those who have died.
Gotcha. Do we know if same day registration helps the turnout at the polls? I mean, are there any kind of information out there that shows us that?
From what I've seen in the past, yes. Just because, like I said, in other states, it's not necessarily a thing to be able to register at the polls. So, you know, for instance, in Delaware, it was like 3 months, I think, before the general election that you had to actually register to vote before you were able to cast your ballot. So, you know, a lot of people live really busy lives, especially if you work multiple jobs or you have a family or something like that. You know, that's a pretty easy thing to space. So, you know, the ease of access certainly helps increase turnout. Although I will say that, you know, turnout isn't necessarily the greatest thing. You know, if you get, 50 or 60% of eligible voters to go to the polls, that's considered a good thing in a general election. In a primary, I mean, you know, if you can get 20% of people to show up, then that's also considered a victory, which is sad in my opinion.
Exactly. So we did have another question that came up. Can I bring my phone into the voting booth with me on election day to look things up while filling out the ballot?
You sure can. Yes, Idaho allows that. They also allow you to take a selfie with your ballot if you want to, you know, because that's a real thing in other states where people have, you know, it is illegal under either some like, you know, 150-year-old law or something that is guaranteeing secrecy for all ballots. Basically, what you just want to keep in mind is don't take pictures of other people voting if you like are somehow passing by them in their booth and you see who they're voting for. Do not take a picture of that. That's going to be illegal.
Gotcha. And you mentioned this before, and we've talked about this before, but there are going to be people today who are going to go to their regular polling place and be told this is no longer your regular polling place. Why and how do they find their regular new polling place?
It's because of redistricting. So, you know, every 10 years with the new census, we kind of recombobulate all the maps and districts. But the reason why this is important for precincts is because those change too. And so many dozens of polling places, if not more, changed in Ada County just alone. So it's not going to be an uncommon experience for people who are realizing that, oh no, the place that I voted for the past 10 years is no longer where I need to vote. So go on to voteidaho.gov and you'll be able to find your polling place there, or you can also call your county elections office and they'll be able to point you in the right direction.
Awesome. Well, this has been fantastic. We've been speaking with Boise State Public Radio reporter James Dawson about same-day voter registration and how it works. You can find out more and see any of our past answers, plus all our election coverage on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Jimmy, thanks so much for breaking it down.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.